The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Hello everyone, welcome to Sports Day WA. It is a Wednesday and we're here right through for the next hour. Thanks to Hayes and Mardo for the run home. The boys back again tomorrow. By the way, speaking about tomorrow being a Thursday, Sports Day WA will go to air between 2 and 3 leading into the run home because we've got Thursday night football, Brisbane against Melbourne, which starts our coverage from 5 o'clock. By the way, Eagle supporters, we will be speaking to somebody from the Eagles on Sports Day WA between 2 and 3 tomorrow. So tune in for that and we'll bring you the latest as they prepare to take on Richmond at Optus Stadium on Sunday. Gets underway at 2 o'clock. Well, we're here for Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years at Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. And interesting regarding Peter Malinauskas. Now, he's the Premier of South Australia, so I'd like you to react to his comment on our text machine, 0487 736 736, or you might be inclined to give us a call on the Scarborough Toyota open line, that number 13 12 55. He said today that the gather round and the Barossa announcement, he's called the gather round the most attractive major event in the nation. So, is it actually now the most, after 2 years, the most attractive event in the nation? That's what Peter Malinauskas, the Premier of South Australia, is saying. So that means it's probably more significant in his eyes than the Australian Open tennis, the Grand Prix in Melbourne, the NRL State of Origin Series, maybe the AFL Grand Final. So, do you agree with him? Now, there's been a few people that actually went to gather round. I see a text from Paul that was on the run home where he said that he just returned from Adelaide where he attended all the matches and it was huge. They were all sold out. The ground has a capacity of 55,000, which is the Adelaide Oval. And he says it was just terrific. So, it appears that it's certainly become a little earmark and people are now saying, I'm going to go to the gather round again next year. And people are even suggesting that the gather round should be over the Easter long weekend, which allows people to maybe go there for an extended stay. But give us your thoughts on the text machine, 0487 736 736. Is it there yet? Is it there yet as a major must go and see sporting event in this country? Okay. For the new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV available now at your nearest Kia dealer. The big news today in AFL, Port Adelaide forward Jeremy Finlayson suspended for 3 games, as you heard, after making that homophobic slur during last Friday's match against Essendon. The 28-year-old was found guilty of conduct unbecoming over the incident in the third quarter of that gather-round match. It is understood a microphone picked up the insult and at least one Essendon player also called it out. So Finlayson will be required to attend Pride in Sport training, which he will pay for. And the AFL said the suspension would have been longer if not for Finlayson's admission, apology and contrition. By the way, it's interesting when you look at the other incidents regarding the events of what have occurred, and we can also talk about Taylor Walker, who got 6 weeks, and of course Alistair Clarkson, the coach of the North Melbourne Football Club, who, as we know, got a fine and a suspended sentence. I know a lot of people have certainly passed judgment on the latest suspension on the Port Adelaide footballer in Jeremy Finlayson, 3-game suspension. You may want to maybe comment a bit more on that if you like. 0487 736 736. The other big news is that the Sydney Swans have landed an enormous contract coup. They've secured the signature of Errol Goulden, one of the AFL's top young superstars, with a new long-term contract extension. He spoke on AFL 360. He's extended his deal by 4 years, tying him to the Swans until at least the end of 2028.
Yeah, I'm absolutely over the moon. Yeah, obviously I love being at this club and means so much to me and my family, as you mentioned before. And yeah, to put myself away for four more years after this one is, yeah, really excited and yeah, I'm really proud.
Were you eager to get it done early in the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think with these things, they generally take a little bit of time naturally. You know, there's a couple of loops you have to jump through. But yeah, it was a kind of a goal of mine to get it done early-ish in the season. And yeah, obviously, what are we, four or five rounds in now? And to get it done is really good. And I can put all my attention and focus now into playing every weekend. And yeah, seeing where this season can take us.
There were other clubs salivating at the prospect of trying to make a run at you. How aware were you of any other interest?
Yeah, I was obviously, you know, pretty aware of other clubs and, you know, was in constant communication with my manager. But, you know, at the end of the day, I love this club so much and, you know, they've done so much for me from a young age and I just honestly couldn't see myself playing anywhere else.
Can we go through each club and what they offered you, Errol? If that's OK. What did Hawthorn start with?
Yeah, we'll chat about that off camera, I think. We'll talk about that then.
So there you go, a significant win for the Sydney Swans, securing Errol Goulden, one of the AFL's top young superstars. A 21-year-old will stay at the Harbour City Club until at least the end of 2028.